This question really drives to the heart of the available immigration permissions for a presently sponsored employment visa holder who is seeking to either stop working for his current employer or is wishing to carry on his current employment but engage in business activities on the side. And the Immigration Department, in fact, do have a specific process to accommodate people who are thinking of maintaining their current employment and then taking up a business on the side. And the process is called an application to join in a side business. And to do this, effectively, you need to have the written consent of your current employer and the essential business premise that is driving you to make the application to join a side business must be solid and must be at least able to be seen to partially make a substantial contribution to the economy of Hong Kong. I think you'll find after what appears to be 5 years of residence in Hong Kong, if you are seeking to join in this side business and your current employer is okay with all of that and is prepared to give his consent in writing, then that application to the Immigration Department, which will take 3 to 4 weeks to finalise, should meet with a positive reception. And therefore, given that you do have the option of maintaining your current employment visa and doing this business on the side, that would definitely be my strong advice to you to be the path that you should follow. Now, in terms of what the Immigration Department expect to see as regards the business vehicle, in the final analysis, if you're going to be joining in a side business with the consent of your existing employer, ultimately doesn't really matter. On the other hand, you've asked me some questions about what might be suitable from an onshore tax perspective and how to go about booking revenues. These are questions that are best addressed to your accountant rather than me, because I'm not especially qualified to provide answers in that regard. Now, just one final point which you raised, I think, that is worthy of comment because it does relate to immigration. And that is, let's say that you did determine that you were going to make a full business investment visa application and you were going to cease working for your current employer, and then you were going to seek to persuade the Immigration Department that you're in a position to make a substantial contribution to the economy of Hong Kong through the establishment of your own enterprise. In that instance, yes, the Immigration Department would expect to see a Hong Kong limited liability company, not an offshore company. Although if that offshore company had gone through the process of registering itself as a branch onshore in Hong Kong, which would entail significant additional expense, I believe, then the Immigration Department would they would accept that, as long as the structure is properly established and that the business is fully compliant with all aspects of Hong Kong revenue and indeed other laws. And if you did make that application to change your visa category from employment visa through to business investment visa, and you still have 2 years current limit of stay available to you, I've never seen an instance where the Immigration Department would reduce the current limit of stay from 2 years down to 1 year. So in my experience, you would you'd certainly maintain your current limit of stay until it expired. So just to wrap up, I think given that you've got your current employer's permission to join in this business on the side, the easiest way for you to get the Immigration Department's permission to carry out this business will be to make an application to join in a side business.